Yo, Mark, you here?
Radio.
They think dominant football, and here we are. Let's go home and do what we gotta do. This is the hell. This is the hell. This is the hell. I'm taking on three. 1, 2, 3. Touchdown.
They wanted the show. We're gonna put on a show face. Yeah, that's one thing we're gonna do, fight.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got it.
20, 10,
he's got 5, it.
End zone. Touchdown.
Hello. Mark, you there? Mark. Hello. Well, good afternoon, folks. This is Chadwick George here. I'm waiting for Mark to come in, but this is our weekly. This is going to be our weekly NCAA show. So I just want to welcome you guys. Of course, we have the Angry Fanatics, and I'm Chadwick George. Mark, you hear me?
Yo.
There we go. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, my bad, folks. Now we're back for real. Like I said, we're here with the Angry Fanatics podcast show, and this is our weekly NCAA football talk show. Mark, you want to go and introduce yourself to the people?
Yeah, my name is Mark, man. Just glad to be here and talk college football.
I got you. Like I said, I'm Chadwick George. Like you said, I'm here. I'm just glad to hear talk college football. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Let's get it done. Let's get it in. So, Mark, top 25 thoughts. You saw the rankings. Like I said, you saw Florida State go down because they lost. Clemson jumped to 3. Penn State to 4. Oklahoma's at 5, Michigan jumped to 8, Washington's at 7, USC's at 6, and Wisconsin's at 9, and Florida State jumped down to 10, and then Alabama and Ohio State round out the first and the 2. I mean, anything else you notice? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
I think Washington at 7 is a little high. I felt like even though they started out 1-0, they had a very disappointing outing against Rutgers. I feel like both Michigan and Wisconsin should be ranked ahead of them based off their week one performance. It's not like Washington played some ranked team. It played Rutgers, who is normally not known for a football school, and they won 32-14. I felt that was very depressing. Not depressing, but like disappointing. But that's the only thing I really see wrong. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Penn State, Oklahoma. Those are about right. USC dropped 2 spots. I would say that's pretty good since they struggled with Western Michigan. Florida State's at 10. I feel like they're better than 9. I feel like they're better than some of the teams that are in the top 10, but 0-1 is kind of hard to be.
Yeah, and then they lost their quarterback too, so I think you got to factor that in also. So,
right.
Yeah, I understand that. Like I said, but I do agree with you on the Washington thing. They are high, but I don't like Clemson at 3 either. They beat Kent State. They didn't beat anybody good. So with them at 3, even though they're the national championship winners, but we're from last year. but they become Kent State. Like, I can't give them that much props. And Penn State's up there too, and they played Akron. Like, they didn't play anybody good either. I mean, they made statements, but they didn't beat anybody good.
Right.
But Oklahoma, they beat UTEP. Like I said, nobody played anybody good last week, so I can't really say anything too much about it. But, Washington for sure definitely shouldn't be up that high. I do agree with that. Oklahoma State, though, I mean, I think they're playing, if I'm not mistaken, they're playing right now. And
they are.
I'm pretty sure they're winning again by, like, 20 or so, but they're playing, like, South Alabama. So if somebody else loses, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll move up again. I mean, they look pretty good, but they haven't played anybody too good either. I think Michigan should be above Washington and USC, though, for sure. But that's enough on that topic because, like I said, let's go and head into the Heisman talk. What do you – right now, most ESPN people and everybody else have Josh – they have Josh Rosen at 1, Baker Mayfield at 2, Lamar at 3, Saquon Barkley at 3, at 4, and then Mason Rudolph at 5. Do you agree with that? Any changes you'll make?
I mean, none of those teams really play, other than Damian Harris, because he's lower. None of those players really played a tough matchup. I guess Rosen deserves to be at number one because he had a pretty crazy comeback. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it is what it is. Baker Mayfield, I would say, I would say Mason Rudolph deserves to be ahead of Lamar Jackson, for sure.
I would definitely agree with that. I would agree with it to a certain extent. Lamar Jackson had a good game, but like as I told people, I mean, he played against – who did they play against last week? They didn't play against somebody that good. They won by 7 points, though. Yeah, they won by 7. Like, he didn't lead his team the way I wanted him, even though he won. But, like I said, Josh Rosen should definitely be at 1. I mean, he led a fourth-quarter comeback. He had 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I mean, it's nothing you can pretty much say about that. For right now, I mean, he plays Hawaii this week. I mean, he's not playing anybody too good, so I wouldn't expect anything from that. I think Baker Mayfield, if he has a good game against Ohio State, he'll move up ahead of him, though. Lamar Jackson, he plays UNC this week, so he has a chance to prove himself. I mean, even though UNC is not as good as it used to be, but they're still, like, good in the ACC enough for him to be able to prove himself and say, hey, this is my Heisman. I'm back. I'm going to take it. Saquon Barkley's playing Pittsburgh. I expect him to have another big game. Not a 170-yard game again, but I definitely expect him to go and run wild again. I say about 120, somewhere around there. Most teams can't stop him. I don't, like I said, so I mean, I'm going to be impressed to see him play. And then, like we said, Mason Rudolph's playing right now, and they're winning 20-0, so I'm pretty sure he's having a good game. Anything else on that? Any other people that's not even in the top 5 that you think should be in there?
No, I was going to say what you said. I think Baker Mayfield definitely has the chance to jump up to number one. Even if he has a big game against Ohio State in a loss, he has a big game. I think he jumps to number one. If they win the game, he's 100% going to be ranked number one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think it's nothing you – like, you can't take that away from him. If he wins the game, you can't take that away from him.
Other than that, I think the Heisman, it's a little early.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, but like I said, you have people speculating already, so might as well. So let's go and move over because this is a big, big conversation that everybody's been having lately. who is the best conference in college football. We all know these past couple of years it has been SEC, but here lately, even you have people like Colin Cowherd saying SEC has fallen off, that the SEC is nothing without Alabama. You got Max Kellerman, you got Stephen A. Everybody saying that the SEC has fallen off. What is your take on it?
Well, the SEC, I feel it's been falling off for about the past 3 to 4 years. I felt like their last big reign was Jameis, the year Florida State won the national championship. Ever since then, I felt like it's gone downhill drastically, by a wide margin. Alabama has been their best team by far. And outside of Alabama, they're not deep. Like their second best team might be Florida, and against any team that knows how to play somewhat of defense, they're not getting past the 50-yard line.
Right.
I feel like there's maybe, I don't know if it's Alabama's so loaded that they can't compete and it makes them look bad, or if these kids that these other schools are recruiting just aren't good enough. I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching. I think the coaching in the SEC is terrible. Outside of obviously Nick Saban.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Outside of Nick Saban. I definitely feel like they're falling off. The SEC, that is.
I definitely agree with you on that. I'm going to go by conference, out of the big conference, their records from last week. SEC's record, I'll start with theirs. Even though, like I said, their record was actually pretty good. The biggest thing on their record, the biggest blemish on their record was Florida losing to Michigan, which is a Big Ten team. And that's probably their biggest rivals, them and the ACC. But you only had two teams from their conference lose, which is Florida and Texas A&M, which, again, the Texas A&M shouldn't have lost. They were up, 30? So
they're up big.
They definitely shouldn't have lost that. Yeah, they definitely should not have lost that. My main thing with that is I agree with you that the SEC is definitely – I don't think they're as strong as they are. They don't have the players, the coaches. South Carolina's bad now. Missouri's bad now. Kentucky's not good. Tennessee, they're ranked, but it's hard for me to say already. Vanderbilt's not that good. Georgia looks decent this year. They don't have a quarterback, so we got to see down the stretch. Auburn's good. I think Auburn's actually real good. The problem with LSU is they don't have a quarterback, which they haven't had a quarterback since Jamarcus Russell. So we have a while for that with them. And then you have Alabama, the powerhouse, which if you take them out, I think the whole conference is actually bad. But as far as who I actually think is the best conference, it's between the Big Ten. It's between the Big Ten and the ACC to me. And that's just in my opinion. I'll go to both the best schools in that conference. You have, for the ACC, you have Clemson, you have Louisville, you have Florida State, and you have Miami this year too, because Miami's actually looking pretty good. And then like I said, you have the Big Ten, which is notable. They have, four top 10 teams right now? You have Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and then Wisconsin. And then the add-on, you have Nebraska. That's never a slouch. They're not what they used to be, but, they're not a slouch team. They can definitely get wins over you. And so, in my opinion, I would definitely say the Big Ten has the best conference at the moment. They have four top 10 teams right now at the moment. It's like I said, they have probably the best coaches. Them and the ACC have the best coaches right now. Another conference is actually real good too. That I'm missing is the Pac-12 with Stanford and Washington and USC. They have, and UCLA also. I'm sorry, they have a real good conference too. I definitely think there's three conferences that are better than the SEC this year. Definitely. like I said, what's keeping the SEC afloat is Alabama. If Alabama wasn't there, it'd be rough for them because everybody knows that's the powerhouse because they're the top dogs in football. Right now, it's who's going to beat Alabama. Everybody else in the SEC, we know that we can beat. Everybody know that they can beat them. They're not scared of them. You don't go in that house scared of them. You just prepare for them. Alabama people go into the house, they're scared of them because you know if you don't do nothing, you have to smack them in the mouth. And I don't see that with any other team in the SEC at all. But
100% agree.
Anything else? Yeah, I see. Anything else to add on that?
No, I feel like so the SEC they've been disappointing over the last 3 to 4 years, and I feel like it's time for us to stop saying that they're the most dominant conference in football.
Yeah, it definitely is, and especially what people don't know is in a bowl game. Also, I mean, they haven't been preparing in the bowl games either. They haven't been like dominating in the bowl games. So they're not as dominant no more, and it's people have that mindset. They think Alabama's the whole conference, and they're not looking at the other teams. So that's it grinds my gears sometimes about that. But if we don't have anything else to add on that, let's go ahead and head to the next topic. Like I said, we have the powerhouse Alabama. Do you think anybody in college football right now do you see anybody in college football right now that
can
beat them? I should say.
Come on.
Anybody that can beat Alabama?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to have to say no. I just don't think there's anyone that has a strong enough offense. Well, there's definitely teams with a strong enough offense, but then at the same time, I don't think they'd be able to slow down Alabama's run game, which would hurt, so I would have to say no.
I see where you're coming from. But you know me. I always think there's somebody that can beat Alabama. And, of course, I'm going to say the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, there is a reason why. As you just said, it is definitely hard to slow down their run game, and it's definitely hard to have an offense high-powered enough to score on them. I'm not saying our offense is high-powered enough to score on them, but I think our defense is actually better than theirs this year. Our main weakness this year is our DBs, which is their main weakness every single year. So I would say, like I said, it would be more of a battle of a defensive game and which quarterback is going to make a play first. And I feel like in this situation, I would trust JT Barr more to make a play over Jalen Hurts, who can't throw the ball. Like, having 86 yards in a game does not work for you in the championship. I mean, you have to be able to throw the ball every once in a while, and I have no faith in this kid to throw the ball. So I think I definitely think Ohio State can beat them. Now, it's going to be a tough game, of course, but as far as teams to beat them, I think Ohio State is one of them to beat them. And then I'm gonna throw this one out here, you know, just for anger, you know. Army definitely can beat them, you know. When you have 500 plus rushing yards, only two incomplete passes, you can beat anybody in the nation. I mean, I think that's obvious. So those are the two teams, though, right there.
Army, man.
They might beat Ohio State. You never know. When you're able to run the ball like that in that triple option, anything is possible. It's scary. Who do they play this week, though? I'm actually intrigued. I want to see who they play.
Army?
Do they play any? Yeah, who do they play this week?
I actually looked at their game.
They play Buffalo.
Joking around. Buffalo.
How many yards on the ground you think they're gonna get? Let's get a little estimate.
220.
I'm going with 335. Get a little odd number going. I'm gonna go with 335 for sure though. I think they I don't think they repeat that because that's impossible to repeat. They'll be able to complete some passes, but they definitely win the game though. And then they get their reality check next week when they play Ohio State. All right, let's go ahead and move to the next topic though. We got the college football playoff predictions. Let me hear who's your final four teams to get in. Actually, give me your final four teams and your first two out also. So you're pretty much your final four, your first two out, so your top six teams that's going to make it. Well, the four that's going to make in and the first two that's going to be out.
I would say Alabama's pretty much close to a lock. I think they'll secure the number one seed.
Then after that, I really have to sit here and look.
I want to say
Clemson because I don't know if I've seen enough of them though to say 100% sure.
I'm not too sure about the quarterback yet.
Yeah, I don't, because they usually have a game where they're pretty bad on defense, and that's where Deshaun Watson usually picked up for it with the offense. But I don't know if Kelly Bryant, can replace a Deshaun Watson. So that kind of scares me. Obviously, looking at the Big Ten, you got Penn State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan. It's hard to say which one of those teams get in because they all play each other, and it's very likely, it's possible that all of them could have a loss.
Right.
I'm going to say Oklahoma State gets in at the two spot because I think they'll beat Oklahoma when they play later on in the season. I'm going to say USC gets in.
See.
I kind of feel like their schedule's really, really weak. I'm going to double check and look over it. I know they play Stanford this week.
Yeah, they play Stanford this week.
I don't know if Stanford can
beat them. I'm not for sure yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough of Stanford yet for me to say, yeah, they definitely can give them that matchup for them to beat them. I'm at the Gary Taylor schedule also. We have Stanford.
Then they play Texas.
They got Texas. Yep.
That's a win.
Cal,
that's a win.
Win.
Washington State. Win. Oregon State's a win. Utah's a win. Notre Dame's close to a win, but Notre Dame could possibly pull that off.
I think by that time, Brian Kelly's going to be fired, so I'm going to give him that win.
I can see that. Arizona State's a win. Arizona's a win. Colorado's a win. And then, I mean, it comes down to maybe the battle for the Heisman Trophy at the end of the season.
Darnold versus Rosen. That's the only game I see them having. The Stanford game and the UCLA game, like maybe the Notre Dame game, and the Washington State. So four games, maybe. I'm giving that maybe to Notre Dame because I just don't have faith in Brian Kelly no more like I used to. He used to be a real good coach, but he just went downhill. I don't know.
And then I'm trying to look at all the four teams we said for the Big Ten. I'm trying to look because one thing that a lot of people don't understand about the Big Ten is it's not even about really who's the best. Home field plays a lot.
in Big Ten matchups.
If you go to the Big House, which is y'all field, I mean, it's hard to play there. It's hard to play there. Like, it's hard. If you go to Penn State, which is Death Valley, it's hard to play there. It's that the crowd is a big factor. Wisconsin's field, it's hard to play there. Like, none of these fields are easy to play at. Like, it's when you have those, when you have that big strong fan base behind you, it's not easy at all.
So Wisconsin's only tough matchup of the year that I see for is Michigan, and it's at home.
Yep.
Wisconsin, looking at their schedule, this they have a really good shot to go undefeated.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think if they got into the playoffs, that they would be an easy win because they don't have the offense. But
right.
Neither do many teams in the Big Ten. They're not high-powered offenses.
Defense is
of Ohio
a lot
State
of the teams
and,
are defense now.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State usually finds a way to put up points. Penn State probably
they
can put up some points, too, because they have Saquon
yeah.
Barkley. Other than that, it's a lot of defense or really bad offense in the Big Ten.
Right.
I'm going to move to Penn State's schedule. Penn State has a tough schedule. I mean,
they got the Buckeyes.
Yeah, they play at Ohio State and then home versus Michigan, then at Ohio State. I think those will be their two tough games. I want to say they'll lose one of them. I just feel like one of the
games
they'll come in.
I'm not gonna sit and lie to you. I don't. Here's the thing. I think Michigan's defense is good enough to bottle up Saquon Barkley. And like I said, the only thing he's gonna have to worry about is just getting his arm right, getting him maybe able to be accurate, getting his mechanics right. Because if you do that, you can. I think y'all defense is. I think the Michigan's defense is good enough to bottle up. I'm not saying stop them, but contain them enough to stop. I mean, to get the offense. I mean, get the quarterback throwing more, because I don't think they want to rely on that quarterback at all. They don't want to rely on that quarterback. He's good. Everybody says he's good, but I haven't seen enough for me to say that. Oh yeah, he can win this game with his arm. I don't think that's the case. I just don't. I feel like they'll lose both of these games, though.
That's very possible. I mean, last year Michigan played Penn State. Granted, it was at Michigan. Penn State was a little banged up, but Saquon Barkley was held under check. He had 16 carries for 59 yards, so Michigan did a pretty solid job containing him. McSorley, he had a good completion percentage, but he only had 121 passing yards, so doesn't look like he was very effective down the field according to the stats. I watched the game because I'm a Michigan fan last year, and they just didn't have much offense, and their defense, most of their injuries were on defense, so they really couldn't stop us from running the ball. We kind of controlled the clock, but after that loss to us, they were a tough beat. They only lost one game. After us, which was to USC in the bowl game. But yeah, I mean, those are their only two games I could see that are losable to them. You know what? They'll probably win this game, but the sneaky game for them is in 2 weeks, not this Saturday,
Iowa.
Not the next Saturday, but at Iowa.
Yep.
For some reason, Iowa always comes to play against ranked opponents in the Big Ten in big games. They always come to play. Last year, they gave Michigan their first loss, and if they beat Penn State, it would be called an upset, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, Iowa, like, literally, they come to play in their big games. And honestly, people, I'm not too high on Michigan State, but I definitely think Michigan State can give people a match. They're not as good as 2 years ago, but they definitely give people matches. They don't go out there, they don't lay down and just take a beating. They go out there and they try to smack you in your mouth. People know they have a lessened team than they used to, but they definitely have a team that they can win with.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna go to Michigan's schedule next.
Yeah.
Michigan's schedule. Now we're not just going over the Big Ten. This is just for playoff purposes for anyone listening, because I believe a Big Ten team will make it into the playoffs.
But it's just tough with it being four. It's being four teams in the top ten right now, and it's just
right.
tough. It's a tough competition. Oh wow, you have Penn State, you have Wisconsin, and then Ohio State. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I mean, and it's bad because two of the games are on the road.
And are back-to-back. One of them, I mean, Wisconsin and Ohio State is back-to-back. I mean, that's tough. That's going to be a big test for them. Like, you're going from, currently the number 9 team to the number 2 team. Like I said, of course, it's subject to change. But you have, honestly, you're going from Penn State. You have a 3-week rest, right? You're going to be Minnesota and Maryland. And then you go straight back to Wisconsin, Ohio State. It's tough.
I would say Michigan wins two of those three games. I think an 11-1 regular season is kind of what Michigan needs here. Hardball's been there for 2 years already, and both years they've had the same record, 10-2. And I feel like it's time to take a step up and at least win one more game. If not, go undefeated. I don't know if undefeated is a possibility, just because the fact that they have Spate. If they had any quarterback in college football that was respectable, I would honestly pick Michigan to go undefeated. But the fact that they have Spate, I know that kid's going to throw a big interception in a game, and it's going to hurt him. He threw two back-to-back pick sixes last week against Florida. And if Florida had any type of offense, that would have been the game. But luckily Michigan's defense bailed them out and they came back and won that game. Let's move on to Ohio State's schedule. For me, this is just for my personal preference. Got Oklahoma coming up this week. That's a test, but I feel like Ohio State would most likely win that game. Oklahoma's just – I don't have faith in Big 12 teams versus the Big Ten. I just feel like they get smacked in the mouth. People just run the ball down their throat, and they won't be able to stop it. Penn State, it's at the Shoe. I feel like that's Ohio State's game to win. And then – November 25th.
Yeah, it's a big game. The rivalry.
That's what it comes down to.
And that's what I would say. That's what it came down to the last 2 years.
I would say the winner of the Ohio State Michigan game will be the fourth person into the playoff. That's what I'll say. So
I'll agree with you on that. I would definitely agree.
I'll say the four teams that I have, I can't pick one because you got to see how the rest of the way plays out. It's just too tough for me to pick this early. But the three teams that I would say are a lock for me, Bama, Oklahoma State, and USC. And then the winner of Ohio State, Michigan. Those would be the four teams in the playoffs.
What about you, Weapon?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But no, I definitely think Alabama's in. I'm going to give Clemson their 9, though. It's tough, but I'm going to give them their 9. I think Brian will be able to, he'll pull it off. I give him their 9. And you said Oklahoma State. I'm going to give it to USC. I don't think anybody from the Big 12 is going to get in. I think Oklahoma State is going to have a loss somewhere, which I want to look at their record real quick. Let me see something. Because they haven't played anybody yet. They played 2 bad teams at the beginning of the season.
Telling you, man, like their only games against Oklahoma.
Let's see. They play Pittsburgh, TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, Texas, West Oklahoma. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, their biggest team is Oklahoma. Huh. Yeah, I can see why. They think they can go undefeated. I honestly actually think they can go undefeated this season. I'm going to have to scrap that. I'm going to scrap the USC pick, actually. It's tough. I'm scrapping the Clemson pick. I think I'm going to have to go with you. I'm going to scrap the Clemson pick, and I'm going to go with you. I think Oklahoma State and
USC.
Yeah. It's a sure bet. I feel like both of those teams go undefeated. Now, me looking at this schedule, did you notice, side note, but the Oklahoma State Texas tickets are $5. That's a problem.
I mean, I might try to go to that.
$5? Yeah, I mean, the Iowa State game is 7. Now we're talking. All right. Maybe those close are away, but this last game on the schedule against Kansas, I know exactly why those are $13. And that's a home game. I'm pretty sure. Like 2 years ago, they didn't win it. Like, I know last year was the first year they had won a game in like 3 years. Kansas is actually bad at football. But, yeah, that just caught my – that's a side note. That just caught my attention. That's crazy. But, yeah, I'm going to go with those 3 teams. And I'm going to – like I said, I'm going to go – I'm going to pick my Big Ten team. And, like I said, it's tough, like he said, because both of those teams are, it's going to be out of those 2 teams. And it's going to be who's going to be able to make that play at the end of the game if it's close. Depending on how JT Barrett plays and how Space plays, it's going to be both on the quarterback. Because both of the defense is definitely good. We both know that both of the defense are good. They're top 10 defenses in the nation for both of them. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I think I'm gonna go with Ohio State. Only reason being, they have JT Barrett, and it's just comparing the 2 Spieth is seeing what quarterback is gonna make that play at the end, and who do you have faith in to make that play if it comes down to that quarterback. And I feel like it's gonna be a game of offense and who's going to make that play. And I think in this scenario, Ohio State's offense is better than Michigan's, and it's not because of their offensive line or anything. It's just because the quarterback play. And that's just the biggest factor on that. But so, what is that? Who did I ask? So, yeah. Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Alabama, USC. Those are my 4 teams.
Pretty good.
Anything
pretty
else
good
to add on that?
No, it's a solid 4. We pretty much agree. I just couldn't pick a winner yet between Ohio State and Michigan. I have to see more.
Oh, for sure.
You've seen Michigan against a ranked team. Right. I've seen Michigan against a ranked team. This week we'll get to see Ohio State against a ranked team, and I feel like I'll have a better judgment on.
Right.
After this week.
No, that's definitely true. I would like – that's what I said. We'll know this week. By the end of this week, we'll definitely know, like, hey, who – who's the real deal or not? Because we already seen y'all against the ranked team. I mean, y'all beat Florida with y'all defense. Like, honestly. So, Ohio State has to prove themselves. They have to beat Oklahoma. They're at home, too. So, Yeah, losing your home is not a good feeling, so I expect them to come out there and smack them in the mouth, though. So we'll see on that. So let's go ahead and move on to our last subject, our big upcoming games this week. We have five of them down. I'm going to start off with the first one. Georgia versus Notre Dame. Who do you have winning, and why?
The Jacob Eason quarterback for Georgia, he went down last week. I'm not sure if his injury was season-ending. I'm actually going to double-check again. I'm pretty sure it was just an injury that knocked him out for the game.
Right.
Double-checking right now.
I'm looking right now, so.
Don't see anything.
I don't see anything right now.
Okay, Jacob Eason is out for the Notre Dame game. Okay.
Oh. So is that freshman starting?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about who's starting. I just honestly wanted to see if the kid was going to play. I'm still picking Georgia to win that game. I don't think Notre Dame has it. I think Georgia will win with defense and the combination of Sony Michel and what's his name? I don't even know why he slipped my
Nick
mind.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Nick Chubb. Sony Michel and Nick Chubb. I think they'll combine for close to 200 rushing yards, if not more, and that will win them the game. I think their defense will shut down Notre Dame, and that'll be it.
You know, it's crazy. I saw when I went to the Kentucky Georgia game last year. And I didn't – I mean, I knew Sony Michel. I mean, I knew who Michel was. But we – like, Kentucky bottled up Nick Chubb a lot, like, to the point where he wasn't even doing good. But Michel had, like, 115 yards on Kentucky's defense. Like I said, of course, Kentucky's defense isn't that good. But they bottled up Nick Chubb, and, like, everybody thought, oh, yeah, they're not going to be able to run the ball now. And he came out, and he, like, literally, and he impressed the crap out of me. Like, the kid, like, he's actually real good, and he's very underrated. But as far as that goes, I'm going to go with Georgia. I think, like I told you already, I don't have no faith in Notre Dame right now at the moment. I need to see, like I said, if they beat Georgia, though, I'll be full hands-on with Brian Kelly's system again. I'll be hands-on with it. Like, but I have to see them beat a ranked team, and I feel like this would be the game for them to make me a believer. So I'm going to go with Georgia, though. I think their run game is going to be too brutal for them. So, and their defense also. But I'm definitely going with Georgia. So let's move on to the next one. Our next big game that we have is Stanford versus USC. Who do you have in this one?
I'm going to go with USC. I believe they're the home team. I think that always plays a big advantage in college football. Sam Darnold wasn't impressive for what you would say is the pretty much lock for number one pick for the next draft in the NFL. What everybody's been saying, he's the lock number one pick. He's the quarterback. So I feel like if he wants to be the number one pick, he needs to come out and play well against a great team like Stanford. So I'm going to go with USC. I think he comes out and has a good game. Wins it for him.
I definitely agree with you on that. I'm going to go with USC for sure. I think everybody was kind of doubting him. Not doubting him, I would say, but everybody was – I mean, they said he didn't have a big game, which he didn't. Did he throw a touchdown last week?
I don't think he threw one.
Yeah, so I said, I don't think he threw a touchdown last week. So people were kind of doubting him. I think he's going to come out this week. He's playing against the number 14 team. I think he's going to make that statement saying, hey, I'm that number one pick. Hey, draft me next year. If you don't, you're going to miss out. I expect him to have a big game. He threw two picks, too, last week. He didn't have that great of a game. I expect him definitely to come out here and actually play like Sam Darnold, the Sam Darnold that we saw last year. I'm definitely going with USC, though. So next we have the SEC versus ACC, which is Auburn versus Clemson. Who do we have in this one? Who do you have in this one?
I'm going to go with Clemson. I Auburn never one of those teams where I'm never really I never feel like they're going to put up enough points to be a top tier team. I felt that way for about the last 3 years. And I feel like that continues. They're playing against a team that's ranked number 3 in the country, and I don't think their offense will be prepared.
So you're going with Clemson?
Yep.
I'm going to go with I'm actually going to go to Auburn. I mean, Auburn. I said Auburn. I'm going to go to Auburn on this one. I think their defense actually gives Clemson's quarterback a test to where, like I said, he's a freshman quarterback. He hasn't seen yet. I think it's going to be that big test for him. Huh?
Yes, I was going with Clemson. My phone had messed up for a second.
Okay, yeah. I see. I'm going to Auburn, though. I think their defense bottles up Bryant. I think there's it's gonna be a battle of defense because Clemson's defense is real good too. So it's gonna be whose defense is gonna stop them more and whose offense. Yes, Clemson has a better offense, I still feel like, even with Bryant there. But I don't think Bryant's gonna have that good of a game this game. I think he's gonna see a real defense and how good Bryant actually is this week. And I don't think he's as good as Deshaun Watson or even anywhere near him. So I'm going to go to Auburn with the win. I think their running back running back's name? I know his last name is Johnson. Auburn's Keyron Johnson. I think he has a big game running.
Johnson.
If he plays, I know he's doubtful right now. If he plays, I think he has a big game, though. So I'm going to go with Auburn, though. So next, we got Nebraska versus Oregon. I'll start this one off. I'm going to this is tough. Only reason being Nebraska. I think I'm going to go with Nebraska. Oregon actually has they have a decent team this year. That's not it's not like how their old teams were dominant or anything, but they have a decent team enough for them to actually go out there and put up points and stuff. It's not like old Oregon's offense, I'm sorry. But I definitely think they're good enough to win. I think, though, Nebraska's defense is going to be too smash mouth for them. They play in-your-face defense, and I think Oregon's too finesse, and I don't think their finesse is going to be able to match up to Nebraska's smash mouth defense. So I'm going to go with Nebraska this game.
I'm actually going to go with the complete opposite of what you said. I think that Oregon's speed will be too much for Nebraska in this game. I feel like Royce Freeman has a big day, and who a lot of people have forgot about as well. Royce Freeman's a very talented running back.
Oh, yeah. He's actually very talented.
I think he has a big day, and I think he's the difference maker.
Fair enough. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a good game because you got speed, finesse versus strength. And then let's go ahead and move on to our last game, the big game. You got Oklahoma versus Ohio State. Who you taking this one?
I'm going to go with the Buckeyes. I think this game was played last year at Oklahoma. Oklahoma had Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, and D.D. Westbrook, along with Baker Mayfield. And those three weapons are gone, and they just have Baker Mayfield, and they're on the road. I think that makes a big difference, and I think that's going to be the difference is the playmakers of Oklahoma will not make enough plays. So I'm going to go with the Buckeyes.
All right. I'm going to go with Ohio State also. I definitely think, like I said, they have better playmakers. We definitely know that. I think it's going to be interesting. Mike Weber's back playing, which he was their starting running back last year. it's going to be seeing how they're going to incorporate him into the offense because J.K. Dobbins is starting. So they're going to have a dual running back system. So it's wherever I just want to see how Kevin Wilson uses both of his running backs. How is he going to split time with them? Because this true freshman is starting over Mike Weber after he had a 1,000-yard rushing season last year. So I think playmaker-wise, though, Ohio State has better playmakers, and they have the better defense also. So I'm going to go to Ohio State. I'm going to go and give a score on this game also. I'm going to say 41-20. I got them winning by 21. I think Oklahoma's offense is going to start off strong, and then during the third quarter, they slow down. Anything else to add on that?
No, I think that scenario is very likely. I think it's a great game through the first half, and then second half, Ohio State shows their dominance.
Yeah. I do want to add on to something, even though that was our last, that was, like I said, let me add on to something. Did you see that Miami canceled their game?
Yes, I did.
And did you see that they're taking a lot of heat from that, from fans and stuff, and Arizona, also Arizona State, I should say.
No, I haven't seen that. I just know it looks like all the Florida teams have canceled their games.
Yeah, they canceled their – here's the problem with it was, though. They canceled their game, and it was in Arizona. And if I'm not mistaken, Arizona State is paying a large sum of money for Miami to come and play them. I mean, they're getting a large sum of money for Miami to come and play them, and they just canceled it. So
right,
they're right now they're upset about that, and which is a great reason too because they're not playing in Miami, they're in Arizona. So I definitely see why Arizona could be upset. I mean, they canceled the game when it's not in Miami. I just want to see an explanation on that. I mean, what's your take on that?
I don't have an explanation. I'm sure it has to do with the hurricane that's looking to hit Florida this weekend. This hurricane is supposed to be huge.
Yeah, Category 4.
So I don't know why this game is canceled. I'm sure it's canceled because it obviously has something to do with the hurricane. Maybe they just want to keep the kids together or something like that. I mean, obviously we're not in these. We don't know what's going on, what happened, why the decision was made, but it has to have something to do with the hurricane.
Right. I definitely understand that. And like I said, it's interesting. But we have covered all our topics for today. I want to end the show, but let me give me a closing statement from you. Give me something to look out for. A closing statement from this week of college. What are we looking out? What are we looking out for this week?
I got three players to look out for this weekend that I will have my eyes on. Number one is Sam Darnold having a bounce back game. I'm looking to seeing that. Two, I'm looking to see how this Kelly Bryant kid plays in his first quote unquote big game. See how see if he can live up to the hype of Deshaun Watson and keep Clemson's story going as a top program in the nation. And lastly, I'm looking to see if Baker Mayfield has what it takes to pull off an upset against Ohio State.
Fair enough. My three players that I'm looking out for this week is, well, my first one being J.K. Dobbins. He had 182-yard rushing game against Indiana last week. I want to see if he can follow it up. Like I said earlier, I mean, Mike Weber's back, so of course he's going to be sharing carries, but I want to see if this kid is actually the real deal. I want to see if he is our next great running back. Everybody assumes he is, which he looked real good. I'm definitely going to be looking at Sam Darnold this week. I want him to shut up his critics saying that he might not be that good. I still think Sam Darnold is actually really good, so I definitely want to see him go off. I want him to bounce back, like how you said. And last, but certainly, not least, I'm going to be looking at Kelly Bryant. Like I told you before, I don't have faith in him. And until for me to have faith in him, I need to see him do good against Auburn, which, like I said, it's definitely possible for him to do. If he's supposed to be this next Deshaun Watson on campus, I want to see it this game. I want him to show me that he's the next Deshaun Watson. And honestly, I shouldn't say that because that's annoying. I know that's annoying to him. He doesn't want to be the next Deshaun Watson. I'm just going to say, for me to see that he's the next man on campus, I need him to do good in this game. So I definitely want to see him do his work, so I'm going to be watching out here for him mostly. That is the end of our show. I want to say thank you for everybody.
And before we end, man,
oh, go ahead.
Me individually, I just want to tell everybody in Florida out there, y'all be safe. Don't be hard-headed. If y'all can get out, just go ahead and get out, man. Like your governor said in Florida, we can't rebuild your life. That's something that's not rebuildable. It's a one-time thing. And I just wish y'all the best. I hope I'm never in a situation like what happened in Texas or what's going to happen in Florida. Just wish y'all the best, and I'll be praying for y'all.
Most definitely. Be safe. And like Mark just said, be smart. Don't stay there longer than you're supposed to. I know the winds actually, from what I heard, the winds actually started hitting. Like a couple hours ago. Like I said, but I mean, if you do stay, find shelter, be safe. And then if you can help, I mean, like I said, once it hits and once it dies over, if you can help people that's in need, go to get out there and help. Get out there and help people, because I'm pretty sure people do the same for you if you're in that same position. But other than that, Mark, anything else?
No, sir.
I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to our show this week. We are going to try to do the show every Friday, our weekly college football show. We're going to try to do the show every Friday. So tune in every week. Thank you. This has been real. This is Chadwick George signing off. Mark, this is Mark signing off. I want to say thank you once again. You guys take it easy. Have a great day. Have a great night, and have a great morning when y'all wake up.
They think dominant football, and here we is. We're the best football. We're going to do what we got to do. This is the hell. Take it on three. 1, 2, 3. Touchdown.